get a full another year, you're gonna be more prepared. So
some of the guys have kind of felt like last year it was like translating English to Spanish. It was like they said this, it means this. Now I know what to do. Yeah. Do you feel you're more fluent in Greg Davis this year?
Definitely. You know, it wasn't that we weren't prepared last year. It's just we haven't seen an offense like where he came from. But you know, everyone's bought into what he's coaching, and we've added a couple of things to the offense this year, and I'm excited to see what it brings Saturday.
You didn't catch your first touchdown last year until I think it was the Purdue game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm guessing you want to get a bit of a faster start this season.
Oh, of course. You know, that's as a receiver, that's a job that, you know, everyone wants to catch touchdown, make that big play, and hopefully it comes early. So,
how relieved are you when they finally announced that Jake was going to be a quarterback?
I think we all kind of knew all along. No one just said anything because we didn't want him to get a big head or just start, you know, just going out there and thinking he's got that spot. But yeah, he's been making plays all camp. He's been consistent. He's a super smart quarterback, and you know, he's gonna be all right.
So it's one of those things that you kind of sense like almost right away. Or was it like a few practices in that maybe
you can kind of tell in spring ball last spring that he was making a move, and from early on in camp he was running, taking a lot of ones reps, and making a lot of big plays and leading the offense. So
what stands out about him, like when you guys are in a huddle, or maybe not necessarily in a huddle, but when they're calling plays and he's telling you what's going to be happening?
Repeat that again.
Like, how does he stand out in terms of what he's able to do in terms of driving the offense, whether it is when you guys are in the huddle or when you're running in no huddle and he's instructing everybody where to be?
He's a good leader. You know, he's been, you know, after practice, he'll call up the offense and put in a couple two cents there. And, you know, he's comfortable with leading the offense. And, you know, he came from a high school where he had to lead a lot of big athletes, big-time guys. And I think he's brought that here. So.